Chapter 4. Jason. Friday evening, Jason showered and dressed to go out with Deborah. He clasped a chrome bead chain around his neck, admired it in the mirror, and headed to the kitchen. As he walked in, his mom handed him a jar to open. "Honey, can you, please?" His six-year-old sister ran to him, holding a crayon drawing. "Look at my kitty!" Jason handed the open jar to his mom and compared Melissa's crayon blob with his cat Rex on the windowsill. "Yep, looks just like him." Melissa giggled and sat down. His mom told him Deborah had called while he was in the shower. She said she's on her way. "Can I have money for dinner and a movie?" Jason asked, picking up his mom's pocketbook. His mom spooned some mayonnaise into a bowl. "Take 10. "Ma," Jason protested, "you can't even buy a frigging French fry for 10. His mom rattled the spoon against the bowl. "Okay, 20. But don't tell your dad." Jason pulled out the money. As he returned her wallet, a pamphlet caught his attention. "Al-Anon?" His mom looked over at him, then at Melissa, like she was deliberating. "Sue at work gave it to me. It's a group to help people involved with alcoholics." Jason grabbed the Coke out of the refrigerator. "He's the one who needs help." "I wish you two would try to get along." Jason had tried, but there seemed to be no pleasing his father. Even when he did what his dad told him, take out the trash, clean out the truck, turn down the stereo, his dad still called him names. Stupid, dummy, fairy boy, pansy. His anger seemed more than just a Latino temper, as his mom called it. Jason had given up trying to understand what made him so full of rage. He poured a glass of Coke as headlights flashed in the driveway. His mom grabbed the Al-Anon pamphlet and stuffed it back into her pocketbook. Melissa ran to the door. "Daddy!" He scooped her into his arms. "Hi, princess." "Hi, honey," said Jason's mom.